This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah. My brothers and sisters in Islam, when a person faces a calamity, there are four ways in how you can respond to this calamity. Number one, there are people that are displeased with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends upon them of calamity. And this is haram and this is not allowed. Being displeased with the calamity is to say, I wish this didn't happen to me, or to complain about Allah to the people, to say, why is Allah doing this with me? Why did He decree this for me? I worship Allah, but why did He do this to me? All of this is in the first type, and that is haram, to be displeased with the decree and the calamities that Allah decrees for you. The second level is, and this is obligatory, to be patient in the face of calamity. Being patient in the face of calamity is to say and do things that are pleasing to Allah, such as saying Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, saying Alhamdulillah, saying Qaddar Allah wa ma sha'a fa'al, and doing actions that are pleasing to Allah Azza wa Jal, such as As-Salat and increasing in your dhikr and so on. The third level in how people respond to a calamity is al-rida, and this is recommended, and that is to be pleased with the decree and the calamity that Allah Azza wa Jal decrees for you, to be pleased. And what does it mean to be pleased? It means that you accept this calamity and you are happy that Allah Azza wa Jal sent you this calamity. You're happy, right? Because you believe that if Allah is pleased with this calamity for me, then part of servitude is that I should be pleased with what Allah is pleased for me. And if Allah is pleased with this calamity upon me, then I am pleased with it. This level of a rida, being pleased, think of it like a person that is sick and he goes to the hospital and they diagnose him with a sickness and they prescribe a medicine for him. Now the medicine is not going to be easy. It's painful, it's difficult. Perhaps this person needs to undergo a surgery to amputate a limb or so on. But the sick person is happy with this medicine. He's pleased with this medicine. He'll accept it, he'll take it, because he knows after he takes this medicine, inshallah, he would be cured and he would be healed from his sickness. And so a person that is pleased with the calamity that Allah sends him is like that person. The calamity comes, he knows it's difficult, he knows it's hard, he knows it's painful, but he accepts it, he's pleased with it, because he knows if he accepts it, after it, there is healing, there is cure, and there is lots and lots of reward from Allah Azza wa Jal. And the fourth and final stage in how you may deal with a calamity, and this is the highest, is to thank Allah for the calamity. Allahu Akbar. To see the calamity as a blessing and to say, oh Allah, I praise you and I thank you for this calamity that you have sent to me. Subhanallah. Urwa ibn Zubayr radiallahu anhu teaches us how to do this. He was sick when he was traveling to Ash-Sham. He had an infection in his leg. They had to chop his leg off. So he went into sujood and they chopped his leg off and he fell unconscious and they were healing his wound. And at the same time, he has four children. They were coming towards him. They were on horses or on a ride. And one of them fell off his horse and he was kicked by the horse and he died. So now when Urwa ibn Zubayr woke up from his unconscious state, they said to him, your son had died. Allahu Akbar. Imagine this, two calamities in one time. He lost a limb and he lost a child. So Urwa ibn Zubayr, he said, oh Allah, you gave me four limbs, meaning two hands and two legs, and you gave me four children. Then he said, Alhamdulillah for what you have taken from me, and Alhamdulillah for what you left for me. Allah took one limb and left three limbs for him, another hand and 2 feet, or another foot and two hands. And Allah Azza wa Jal gave him four children, took one and left three with him. And he said, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. The only way you can achieve this high level of thanking Allah for the calamity He's given you is to look at that same calamity and how much Allah left for you from it. So if it is that Allah tested you in your health, let's say He tested you in your sight and that you became blind, then how much of your health He left with you? The ability to taste and to smell and to hear and to use your hands and your feet and your internal organs, and they're still functioning and they're working. If Allah Azza wa Jal tested you with your wealth, He tested you with something of your wealth, but then look at how much you have left that is going in your life of wealth and prosperity and so on. And that would promote you to thank Allah Azza wa Jal for the blessing that He sent you. Wallahu A'lam, we ask Allah Azza wa Jal to make us of those who are in a state of gratitude for any calamity that Allah Azza wa Jal sends upon us. Wallahu A'lam. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.